fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard. And call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night, it's 8 p.m., and you're right where you should be in front of your radio because you're watching all these videos of violence and mayhem and rioting and looting and burning across the nation and all sorts of fake news. They show you people burning and looting, and they say, those are peaceful protesters. So that's why you're here at Common Sense Radio, to sift through the fake news and discern what's really going on, what's really happening out there, and get on the radio and discuss it with the good citizens of Mobile, because here at FM Talk 106.5, we will turn up your voice. And like every Thursday, we are here crisp and clear and coming to you across every medium known to man. Tune in radio, streaming on FMTalk1065.com, or just get it on your old radio. Get it, the clock radio next to your bed if you're already in bed or in your truck, wherever you're at, you can hear it. And how is this possible? Because we have a custodian of the cybersphere, the commandant of the cybersphere, who, to protect the electrons, has agreed to allow federal troops to come and protect those electrons so that they would be clean, pure, and docile when they come to you, whatever medium you choose. And that's because of our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, and commandant of the cybersphere, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. Commandant. I didn't realize that title was available, but
every
okay.
Week,
well, now that you're commanding federal troops to protect the electrons, you had to have a commandant. You had to have a title.
That's fitting, too.
A fitting title.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And as always, we have our director of quality assurance in the studio to bring dignity and decorum to the show and hopefully inject some sort of value after an hour so you don't feel like you wasted an hour of your life. She's a director of quality assurance, executive producer, head of the research department, co-host, all-around nice gal, gold star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be here, Pete.
Always, always, always. So glad
survived
everybody.
Survived another week.
Oh, and I got to make a quick shout out to all my in-laws. The Cajun invasion, I understand, has hit my house this evening.
Uh-oh.
And they'll be there when I get home. I'm doing this on the chance that they're listening, but I'm guessing they're probably eating pizza and doing other things. But that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. In case they're listening, we got them. Okay, we weren't here last week, and we apologize for that because we had lots of stuff we wanted to talk about, and I couldn't remember any of them tonight.
All old news
now. There's so much
because there's so much new stuff. So we're moving on to the new stuff. So the obviously the big thing is we still got these riots, supposedly, as our liberal friends will tell us, oh, no, those are peaceful protesters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, you're watching video of people trying to, you know, they tried to burn down the police union in Portland, attacking the federal courthouse in Portland, you know, and wherever they're at, or the police, they had a We Back the Blue march in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
And they were attacked. I mean, and literally,
and it wasn't,
and it was
cover.
A coordinated attack. The protest, the anti-protest or the counter-protest to the police were over on the side in this park, and they all had umbrellas, and they put their umbrellas up, kind of like in the old days where they used to put the pikes up,
mm-hmm.
or the
right.
shield, and they'd all go
you put
together,
put the pike up mm-hmm. or the shield to protect mm-hmm. yourself back in the Roman days
yep,
or whatever,
yep.
and they put the umbrellas up, and then all of a sudden they started hurling bricks and frozen bottles of water at the police marching.
Wow.
Just, but while you're watching all that, your liberal friends are on social media going, those are peaceful protesters, and you should respect their constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm. They deserve a voice, and we need police reform.
And we need police reform.
Well, you know, there was three law enforcement officers that they're probably going to be blinded for life.
Really?
With
from
the lasers.
Yeah.
Did from
you
the
see
lasers?
That?
Yeah.
So, make
yeah,
no
they're
mistake.
Shooting with lasers. There's an all-out attack. And mm-hmm. you've got the leftists out there, the Democrat Party, going, no, that's peaceful.
Yeah.
We should allow that. And so now we've gotten to the point now they're blaming Trump. Because
well,
Trump
course.
Has said, we're not going to allow you to attack the federal courthouse in Portland.
Yeah.
So we're going to send DHS Department of Homeland Security, those federal officers are going to go and they're going to protect the courthouse because they were literally trying to take over the courthouse, vandalize it, burn it, whatever. Can you imagine what that would mean?
Yeah.
What that would be
what
if a federal courthouse was firebombed and burnt to the ground by these guys?
Well,
that's an all-out rebellion.
I shudder to think of the inevitable result that would occur as if that were to happen. I mean, burning the courthouse is bad enough, but the backlash from that, I think there would be such a rise up and such an overpowering force of federal officers that would storm in that it would not be pretty. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it would not be pretty at all.
So they sent the DHS federal officers to protect the courthouse. And now you got the mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland. Oh, Trump and his stormtroopers! They're making it worse. They've exacerbated the violence. It's like, wait a minute! Your city has been burning every night for almost 2 months.
55 days.
Yes, you can't control your streets. You can't protect your citizens, and you refuse to protect federal property.
Well, that's the word, refuse. It's not that you can't protect your streets.
You refuse to protect
your streets.
Lightfoot, that Chicago mayor. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, she's up there and says, I'm not going to let Trump send federal officers to terrorize our citizens. It's like, wait a minute. Citizens have been terrorized constantly.
They terrorize
for years
themselves
now.
Every single weekend.
Yeah.
They're being shot as you speak. I mean, did you see they interviewed one guy there on the street? Because remember the funeral?
Yeah.
The gangbanger funeral, right? And they came and they shot 14 people at the funeral just a couple of days ago. And they interviewed one of the guys afterwards. It was a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm glad they're sending federal officers. We need the help.
Yeah.
This is like living in Iraq.
Yeah.
They're shooting everywhere. It's dangerous here.
Yeah.
So this is an amazing thing that they're trying to blame Trump for protecting the federal property.
Right.
And which is really protecting the sovereignty of the United States, the federal courthouse. And I'm totally amazed at all of the liberals, Democrats and leftists going, oh, they're violating the constitutional rights of the protesters, blah, blah, blah. And they seem to think they've got it on their side. And because I've debated a few of them on social media, as I have a tendency to do, which I don't know why.
So productive.
It's a total waste of time. It really is a total waste of time.
I was going to say, very productive.
I could come up with some analogies that we shouldn't say on the air, but it's a total waste of time. But these guys, they're like, oh, no, these are peaceful protesters. And these guys, and Trump is acting like a Nazi. And they're saying, and the American people, he's going to lose because of this. I'm going, no.
No.
I'm talking to average Americans, and I've talked to a lot of people just through the course, and they're all, oh, thank God, he's finally doing something about
it. Yeah.
Average Americans go, yes, go get in there and stop this nonsense.
Well, there's a lot unfolding before our eyes.
Yes.
And I even told you the one thing that resonated with me is again, social media, the memes. But this one nailed it, and I've been thinking about this for a while, and I couldn't do it as succinctly as this, so I give whoever wrote this the credit. Remember that feeling you got when the second plane hit the Twin Towers and you realized what was going on? You should have that same feeling right now.
That's exactly
And that's what we're seeing. These attacks. Okay, you talked about the umbrellas, the signs. They're printed. Did anybody stop? How do they have all these printed signs?
Where's all that money?
All these. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the equipment? Okay, this stuff has been planned for a while.
Yes, a long
time. Just like at 9/11. You know, the first time the plane hit, we were like, oh, what an accident. This is weird. You know, and then when the other one hit, instantly we knew, wait, this was completely planned.
Completely planned.
Someone is attacking us.
Yeah.
Folks, it's really the same thing. It's just unfolded more slowly.
Right.
Yeah. And it's harder to identify it that way. But there's a lot of things at play. There's been like a symbiotic. I mean, the LGBT trans movement has hopped on to Black Lives Matter. The anti-Israel folks.
Yes.
That's a whole nother
story.
They're
all on.
They've joined on to
all
it.
All the anarchists
And if
are
you
out
really
there.
Just research who the anarchists are, you'll understand BLM even is just the vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so that's just hard to know, though, just in watching CNN once before you go to bed
at
night.
You mentioned the money, and I had that out here. I forgot to write it. So BLM is getting millions upon millions of dollars. A lot of it from corporate sponsors. I think Nike said, we're going to give $1 million to BLM to help figure out, you know, stops. Do you know where that goes when you go to their website? When you go to their website to donate on BLM, it goes to, okay, thank you for donating. Click here for Act Blue. Ooh, what's Act Blue? Yeah. Act Blue is a huge Democrat super PAC.
Wow.
And where does that money go? It goes to the Democrat politicians.
The party.
The party gets it.
Wow.
For campaigns. So really, what we're actually seeing is a huge extortion
by the Democratic Party.
By the Democrat Party of violence in the streets to get money to fund campaigns. You think you're donating, oh, BLM, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
No,
nice.
That money's going to Act Blue, a Democrat super PAC.
Nice slogan. Terrible organization, Marxist
terrible
from the beginning, from
it's
the top down.
And look, they're not hiding it.
No, they're not hiding it.
It's so easy to find all this information.
One of the organizers of BLM protests in Portland was just in the last week that they did an interview, and that person, and I say it's a person because it's one of those nondescript, non-binary whatever.
Yep, right.
And that person said, no, our goal is to abolish the United States as it exists.
Yeah.
That's their goal. This is about abolishing capitalism. This is about abolishing the nuclear family. This is about abolishing American culture. This is about dismantling the republic. And guess what? What did Joe Biden say? He vows to end the era of shareholder capitalism. And Ilhan Omar says, we need to dismantle the American economic system of oppression. And I'm like, didn't you come from Somalia?
Yeah.
That's a real nice place.
You came from Somalia,
and
you came here, and you're looking at our system and saying, this is a system of oppression.
If it's so bad here, why did you come from Somalia?
Why didn't you stay?
Or name any other country on the planet
we could do a whole story
that people
just
want
on
to come
that.
Here from. Absolutely.
We should do an Iman Omar story.
Oh,
like, just
God.
A show on her one night.
Oh, yeah. No,
only
she's,
her. Like, there's enough to do
she's
an hour's
crazy.
Worth of stuff.
Okay. We'll take calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And we have lines open at 251-343-0106, or you can text us at that same number, 251-343-0106. Okay, and we were kind of, you just hit it as we went to the break. What we're seeing, this is an end game here. Play. This is an end game play. You said it. It's a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
There's desperation here. So every radical group is getting in and going, wait a minute. We may have a chance to overthrow the United States of America, and we've got to do it. We've got to keep Trump from getting elected. Because if Trump gets reelected and gets to appoint another Supreme Court justice, and they can solidify, you know, conservatives can kind of solidify their gains and start moving us back in that direction. They're going to miss an opportunity maybe for a generation. Mm-hmm. This is a Hail Mary. That's why we're – this is all election year
politics. Oh, it's all stopped from being pulled out to make this happen.
But the difference this time
is – including the virus. Everything this year is to make this the worst year on record, so that when you finally get to November 3rd, you're like, oh, my God, the country's falling apart. We got to do something
different.
Right.
Something different than what we've had all year.
Right.
And
that,
but,
and you know what that is? Take out back the House.
Yeah.
If the Democrats lose the House, we will have something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how we
get
something
the difference.
Different.
That's the difference we need.
That's the difference
that's
we need.
That's the difference we need.
If you want to see the crap stop, that's what we need. Although, that brings up, did you see John Kerry did an interview this week?
Oh, I did not.
And do you know what he said?
I have no idea.
He said,
it's hard telling.
If Trump is reelected, there will be a revolution in the United States. And it's
really,
all you're doing is confirming exactly what we think is going on right now.
Yeah.
We know
that
it is.
You are trying to overthrow the country, and if you can't have your way politically, you will resort to violence. And that's really what it is. The Democrat leftists cannot win at the ballot box and impose their changes. They have to do it by violence.
And they will burn everything down versus...
I do refer back to a meme that I saw early on about something that Nancy Pelosi had referred to some conservative group as revolutionaries. And the meme was, somebody needs to remind Nancy Pelosi that the last time there were true revolutionaries in this country, it didn't work out well for the ruling class.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Did not work. I know, and see, that's the thing. That's the dangerous game they play. They're playing this with the anarchists, thinking that, well, we'll use them to foment all this discord and dissension,
but look,
and then we'll take over politically, and then we'll get rid of those guys.
But here,
maybe.
A true anarchist doesn't have a plan.
No.
They just want to tear down. But you know what started my journey in being a political nerd junkie that I am was Islam.
Yeah.
Because you know, 9/11 happened. Shortly after, I had my first child, and kept hearing about Islam's peaceful. And I'm like, well, you're blowing up buildings. It doesn't seem peaceful. And I just started researching it. So I learned a lot about caliphates, Islamic desire to take over the West, destroy Western civilization. So recently, just in the past 2 weeks, all this is unfolding. All of this is piggybacking.
Yep.
So if you think you'll burn down the courthouse or the church or whatever institutions that keep America churning, a vacuum's always replaced with something. Yeah. It doesn't stay empty.
It's usually totalitarian.
So,
nature abhors a vacuum.
There you go. So keep your eye on these other...
Oh, no, these groups just, are absolutely falling in. Because,
they're like, now. Now's the time.
Right. And don't think that they're not after, at the end of the day, Christianity.
Well, as a matter of fact, there were protesters now in front of churches harassing the parishioners going into church. So,
BLM, I've got a video
Cathedrals
block. Go to our
all
Facebook
across
page.
Europe are being burned.
Yeah.
That was the week before.
We would have
talked about that last week.
Why are they? That may be what we're talking about. Why are they attacking churches? They're trying to burn churches. They're defacing and decapitating statues of Mary and Jesus and whatever else they can. Mm-hmm. And now go to our Facebook page. There's a video of BLM protesting a church.
Yeah.
People going to church and they're hollering at the people going to church. It's kind of ironic because there was a young mother coming in with three small children. One, she's holding a little baby and two little toddlers just got in tow. And they're yelling at her, how can you take them in that church? And they started saying... chanting, save the baby. And I'm thinking, have y'all ever been to Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all are at the church.
I know that.
Protesting the families taking their children into church. But you're not down at Planned Parenthood where they're committing genocide on black babies every day.
If black lives really matter, then Planned Parenthood should be the number one
target.
And while you're digging up the past of so-called racist, let's look at Margaret Sanger.
Exactly.
But they don't.
No,
she gets
of course
a pass.
Not. She gets a pass.
She gets a pass. Eugenics, all of that was founded, why? To eliminate the black race.
Yeah.
They said they're undesirable. They can't function. They don't have the capacity. We don't want them. We need to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. That's
basically
what Margaret
she studied.
And she said all the way up to her death. Somebody played a clip of an interview in 1957, right before she died. And she was saying, why would we allow children to be born into this world who have no chance of contributing anything to society?
She was like Hitler, in other words.
Yeah.
Hitler loved her.
And
Hitler was a fan.
Right. Yeah. The eugenics movement was what she and Hitler were part of.
Hitler took her
same
ideas.
Group.
It is absolutely mind-boggling, and it goes back, and you say there's
not— And again, it's because people don't know the history.
Right.
And want to remove the history, those in the positions of authority that are fueling the riots— get rid of the history so you don't know the history, because if you know the history, then you'll understand that what we're doing is not in your best interest.
Right.
And it also ruins their little trick that the left is very, I would I hate to say good at doing, but they basically play on empathy, your the emotional part of your brain. They don't want you to go too deep because then the logic, the frontal cortex will take over. But again, that's how all of this is happening. So I think one of the best things we can do for our liberal friends is get them off of the empathy side and teach them a little history. Maybe it would help. I don't know.
I don't know. Not. Most of your liberal friends are probably beyond
They're set.
Help.
Yeah.
You've got to go to the independents and the moderates and go, look, this is what's going on. You got to explain. So the liberals are pretty much they are totally ate up with their irrational, over-emotionalized whatever. But you don't think this is about Christianity. Have you heard about the movement to cancel the Swedish flag?
Oh, I haven't.
Have not.
Tell us more.
There is a movement growing in Sweden to change the Swedish national flag. Do you know why?
No.
Because
why?
Of the cross on it.
It has a cross on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blue
the Muslims don't like
field
that.
With a yellow cross.
Yeah.
And they are.
Is that right? I would say
well, the Muslims
it has a
don't
lot
like it,
to do
but
with
the,
that.
Also the secularists and the atheists in Sweden are trying to say, well, you know, we're really a secular country. We need to get rid of that cross.
Hey, I'm just waiting for them to abolish the calendar because it's the year of our Lord.
Well, they've done that.
I know.
To a degree, they've already changed it because now it used to be, you know, BC, AD. Which was, you know, before Christ and Anno Dominium, which is in the year of
his
Lord, right?
Yeah.
And now it's before the Common Era, after the Common Era. Because they don't want it to refer to Christ.
Right.
They just called it, oh, we're going to take – so they're slowly – and that happened, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
they're slowly whittling away.
Orwell was an optimist.
At all of these things. I did want to get, before we get off all this, did you see, I meant to get it earlier, we were talking about the Portland mayor.
Yeah.
Did you see, he went down to show solidarity with the protesters, right? And so the protest, he said, I'm down here to show solidarity. They were not very receptive.
No. It was hilarious.
They told him to do things that are probably physically impossible.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They were not very receptive. But now, how did the news report it? The news reported it because he went down there with the protesters and not protest the rioters.
Yes.
And in his vicinity, not far from where they're rioting, vandalizing, looting, trying to burn the courthouse. And so the rioters got tear gassed. Well, some of that tear gassed drifted down because it's not static. It drifts and it drifts. So the mayor got some tear gas in his eyes. So what did the news break? Federal troops tear gas mayor of Portland. And it's like, no, actually he's a moron because he went out amongst the rioters to try to make rational
sense. And they laughed
sense.
At him and harassed him.
And they
wouldn't even.
They didn't show that.
It was so funny.
Right.
You'll only see that on social media. I recommend you go to certain social media, and I have to talk about Parler. I'm on Parler. We'll talk
Me
about
too.
That later. And that's where you can get some. Okay, we're up against a hard break. We got calls we're coming to. 251-343-0106.
With your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, one of the most listened to nighttime talk shows in South Alabama. We know this because even judges listen to this show, so we know that. But hey, at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts, which is your headquarters for dry fit custom-made shirts or custom-made banners, custom-made yard signs. So if you know you're watching all the chaos running up to the runoff last week and you're like, golly, I wish I was campaigning and losing my mind every week, you go to ABC Signs and they'll be make campaign signs and banners and buttons, you name it, or dry fit shirts, whatever they got. Go see them at abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z.
Made me think of, we should throw a plug for Jerry Carl since we worked hard.
We will.
It made
we
me did. Think of that. For the,
we should. No, I got
signs.
On my list. We got to talk about
them for
the,
signs.
We didn't
that's
get
right.
to talk about the runoff.
That was
that's
maybe
where he
what
got
it
his
was.
Signs.
That's right.
He got his signs from ABC Signs. But
yeah,
they bring
it was fun.
You wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
In this vote harvesting time, they use terms like the Great Society. Or, as we were told a few days ago by the president, we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. But they've been a little more explicit in the past, and among themselves, and all of the things I now will quote have appeared in print. These are not Republican accusations. For example, they have voices that say the Cold War will end through our acceptance of a not undemocratic socialism. Another voice says the profit motive has become outmoded. It must be replaced by the incentives of the welfare state. Or our traditional system of individual freedom is incapable of solving the complex problems of the 20th century. Senator Fulbright has said at Stanford University that the Constitution is outmoded. He referred to the president as our moral teacher and our leader. And he says he is hobbled in his task by the restrictions of power imposed on him by this antiquated document. He must be freed so that he can do for us what he knows is best. And Senator Clark of Pennsylvania, another articulate spokesman, defines liberalism as meeting the material needs of the masses through the full power of centralized government. Well, I for one resent it when a representative of the people refers to you and me, the free men and women of this country, as the masses. This is a term we haven't applied to ourselves in America. But beyond that, the full power of centralized government, this was the very thing the founding fathers sought to minimize. They knew that governments don't control things. A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose. They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
Folks, we used that one when we were on the air 2 weeks ago. We didn't use this one, but same speech, a time for choosing speech, the 27th of October, 1964, which was the Republican National Convention, when he was stumping for Barry Goldwater. But I picked this one.
A lot of good little nuggets in that particular speech all the way through.
Oh, that whole speech, oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Is an amazing speech. But think about it. This was said in 1964. And he said, in this vote harvesting time.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Where are we? In a vote harvesting time. The same thing.
Interesting.
And he gets down there and he says, look, they're saying the same. The Democrats and the liberals were saying the same thing over 50 years ago. We need to replace our profit motive. Profit motive has become outmoded.
Mm-hmm.
We need a incentive replaced by incentives of the welfare state. And they get out and say, oh, we're hobbled by the restrictions of the Constitution. We need more power to do what we think is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or we need a meeting the material needs of the masses. Now, think about that, folks. That is the things Democrats tell you.
Right.
Meeting the material needs of the masses. They want to do away with they want to cancel your college debt.
Yeah.
AOC has said we should get rid of rent.
Yes.
Rent. We should make sure you're fed.
Mortgages, bad.
Mortgages.
Shouldn't have to
pay. Want to provide.
Ultimately, you won't have a mortgage because you won't have any ownership.
There'll be no ownership.
And this is a big test question. If the government provides for all of your material needs, what have you become?
A word that nobody likes to say anymore.
A slave.
That's exactly right.
You're no longer a citizen. You're a slave. They, mm-hmm. They're trying to enslave you. A free people provide for themselves. And I know all the liberals, the two or three that are listening, they're throwing their hands up and spilling their white wine on their cheese and going, oh, my gosh, these poor people can't feed themselves. They can't afford health care. If we don't no. A free people will provide for themselves, and a free people will also have charity for those who can't.
That's right.
We've done that throughout our entire 200 years. The charity of this country is unparalleled. But you just go through this, and then it gets through, and he said, you can't control the economy without controlling people.
And healthcare is always that first.
To control
people.
Mm-hmm. And he says they can't do it. They have to use force and coercion to achieve this purpose. And what we're seeing in the streets is because they can't get it through the Democrat Congress. Well, they can get it through the Democrat Congress, but they can't get it through the Republican Senate or through Trump. They're trying to do it in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is intimidate you so that you are so afraid that you think if we continue this path, they're going to burn down the country, so you're willing to give in to them. Yeah. They say, all right. So this is much like living in Germany in the early 1930s.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is.
And it's not an exaggeration.
Read your history. It's exactly like that.
It scares me to death.
I mean, it really does.
It's exact. The Antifa says they're the anti-fascists. No, they're the brown shirts.
Yep.
They're the ones in the streets intimidating average citizens to not speak your mind and don't say what your values are. You remember there was a guy who was from Germany, Hilmar Van Kamp. God rest his soul. He's probably been dead 5 or 6 years.
I met him, and I have his book. Yes, I've got to meet him before he died.
And he wrote a book, because he grew up in Nazi Germany, was even in the Hitler Youth and all that, and he saw what they did. And he wrote a book here. This is already 15 years ago. Wrote this book and said, trying to warn us, it's happening here. What the Nazis tried to do in Germany, or did in Germany, the Democrats are trying to do in this country. Mm-hmm. And now the Democrats couldn't get it done, so they've enlisted the anarchists and Antifa to help them.
Right.
So that's why we chose that. All right. That was long, but look, LD, the mad trucker's speeding down the road, and he's been holding for an hour and a half. What do you got, LD?
Hey, have you seen the Walking Dead man, Joe Biden, lately? The Walking Dead. That guy looks like a corpse standing up stiff, man. His head was going back and forth to the teleprompter the other day, and I just lost it because it looked like a dummy going back and forth. But the thing is what the dummy said, Pete. He said that he wished the Muslim faith was taught in our schools.
Yes, I caught that.
Yeah,
he did say that. He said, I wish we taught more about Islam
in our public schools. All of this has there's a plan. It's not to be empty. And I think he's playing up the senility.
I think he... Well, I do. You think he's playing it up?
I think he's showing it on purpose.
But why doesn't he say, I wish the Bible was taught? Or think of it this way. What if Trump said, I wish the Bible was more taught? What would the media do?
Separation of church and state only applies to Christianity, Pete.
Oh, that's
only,
true.
Only, not Islam.
No. Islam or atheism is perfectly fine. So
I believe smarter people than me, Pete. It is not about this old, decrepit old man. It's about the person in the VP seat.
That's right.
He is going to take a bow 60 days after he's elected. Not because he wants to, because he's going to be forced to.
Well, because they're going to say, drink this or resign. It'll be Hillary. Uh-oh, there he went. And look, I think Charlemagne the God came out this week and said, hey, Joe, you need to appoint that woman of color so I can get excited about supporting you.
Right. Well, that's why I think he's not trying to hide the senility.
So you think he's playing it
up? So in the worst case scenario for us, he wins. Then around, let's say March, he has to be hauled off.
Uh-huh.
We have VP steps right in. Right. And everyone will be like, he was showing signs.
Yeah.
So I don't think
they're... We just didn't realize how bad it was.
When everyone's like, why don't this kid stop him and all this? I'm like, well...
You know, that sounds so crazy.
I don't think...
But it's the Democrats.
That's what I mean.
It sounds so crazy. It's probably true.
That's what I think.
That's amazing.
He's in trouble this week because he said Trump was the first racist president. Really? I mean, the hyperbole is incredible. And then the other thing, here's a little note, a little item that has not gotten any coverage. Biden has been formally listed as a criminal suspect in a Ukrainian government investigation.
Really?
Yes.
Now, you're not going to see
that anywhere in the media. You've got to dig onto several sites to find that from Ukrainian news. But since you listen to Common Sense Radio, you know about it.
Oh, boy.
So that's why you got to be here
every
week and follow us. Okay, we got somebody else calling in.
Let's hold them over to the break. We'll take the break on time for a change.
And don't forget, did you hear the Redskins have finally figured out what they're going to be?
What are they going to be?
The Washington football team. Go football team! Go football team!
It was like a generic.
Oh, man.
Remember generics at the grocery store?
It's one thing to be a moron. It's another thing to prove it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. One other quick thing before we get to the phone call here. They still haven't dismissed the case against Judge Flynn. They need to impeach that judge. That is the most amazing thing. An appeals court has ordered him to do it, and he's trying to hire attorneys. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you go down to court and you have a case heard, and the people opposing you say, hey, we're dismissing the case. We looked at it. We don't think. And the judge goes, you know what? I don't like you. I think you're guilty. I don't care what the prosecutor says. I'm going to hire my own attorneys, and I'm going to prosecute you myself. So isn't he no longer the judge at that point? The impartial judge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Presiding over the impartial hearing to serve blind justice? I mean, it is the most amazing thing. And the reason it's so amazing is that Democrats will go, no, that makes sense to me.
That's the scary part.
That is the scary part. But we
shouldn't
be.
It really does make sense.
No, because, I mean, Democrats think that babies are tissue.
Well, that's a scary part, too.
That, too. Okay. Look, we got Brian holding. Brian, what do you got for us?
Yes, sir. I was just making a point about George Soros. He's behind all of this mess because he's good friends with Obama's and the Clintons. And, I mean, he's tried to destabilize every economy he's ever come in contact with, turned his own people into the Nazis when he was a kid. He's an evil person.
He's a very evil person, and he's been trying to undermine the United States of America for decades. And did you know the renegade district attorney, although they have a different term for it in St. Louis, I think it's called the circuit attorney, in St. Louis, which is the same what we would call a district attorney. Do you know her campaign was funded 70% by who?
George Soros.
That's a fact. And you know she
to say that.
She brought felony charges against the McCluskeys, who was that couple that defended came out with weapons to defend their house when a group of rioters busted down the gate on their property and came through their property to try to get to the mayor's house and told them that they would kill them and their dog. What?
What's funny, they're Democrats, but that don't mean they don't get equal justice under the law.
That's right. You know, and it is funny because they are big Democrats. Mm-hmm. And they defended it, and now they got a felony charge against him from this renegade district attorney. Now, the Missouri Attorney General has filed a brief to have that dismissed, but we'll see where – it's not going to stand.
I heard
it's
the
stupid.
Governor was going to do away with it.
Well, hopefully the people of St. Louis are waking up, and no matter how much money Soros throws in – for her re-election. She's up for re-election in November, and hopefully we will be rid of her. But that's mind-boggling. That cannot stand because that is chipping away at the Second Amendment.
Exactly.
That's what the Second Amendment's for. You can defend yourself and your home, your property, your family, your dog.
Sure. Exactly.
They threatened to kill the dog. They said, we're going to come back and kill you and your dog, and we're going to live in your house.
That's how scary.
And they
want to
defund the police. Can imagine what it'd be like without the police?
Right.
Like the old West.
No, and Brian, let me tell you something. There's a trick about defunding the police. They keep talking about defunding the police and getting rid of local law enforcement because those are the people you know. Those are the people you elect. Those are the people in your community that are accountable to you. Mm-hmm. Do you know that people like Fidel Castro got rid of the police? Did you know that?
Yeah.
He got rid of the police. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because he replaced it with
a
federal police force that he controlled completely.
Like a psychologist.
So think about this. You're like
a social worker.
Do you know really what's really one of the biggest things that stand between us and tyranny? Your sheriff.
That's right.
The county sheriffs throughout this land are elected by the people, and they are accountable to the people, and they uphold the Constitution, and they are not accountable to the federal government.
I think a lot more. We need a lot more that's elected.
Yes, we absolutely do. But you're right. George Soros is piling lots of money, and he's probably getting some of that Act Blue money that you know, people like Nike and I can't remember. There's other companies. I don't know if it was Microsoft.
There's a bunch of
really big named companies that you're going, really? They looted your stores. They went and stole all your goods, and you go, well, we're sorry about that. Could we give you $1 million? Really? I wonder if that would work if I went somewhere. If I go down to Bass Pro Shop and I throw a brick through the window and they come out and go, could we give you a boat?
Right.
We are so far down the rabbit hole, it isn't even funny, you know. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
Alice through the looking glass, here we are.
All right, Brian, thank you for listening and thank you for the call. I know we're getting short of time. I wanted to, look, we didn't, because we weren't on the air. The runoff election was last Tuesday, not this past Tuesday, but a week ago Tuesday, so 10 days ago. And Tuberville won and Jerry Carl won, which Teresa and I were working real hard to support Jerry Carl, a good friend and a good man, and we're very, very tickled that he's going to be going on. But I will tell you something you need to think about. You know how mad you were at all that negative advertising?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the polling had Jerry Carl should have won by 10 or more points. Mm-hmm. He won comfortably by 5 points.
Yeah.
The point is, all that negative advertising that everybody's complaining about, it works.
It does. Yeah.
That's why they did it. And here's where I'll offer the proof, because the battle was between Mobile and Baldwin County.
Right.
Do you know that Jerry lost Monroe County, Washington County, Clark County, and Escambia County? Because we didn't really go up there and spend a lot of time, because, I mean, they're literally like 10% of the votes.
Right. Yeah.
But those people, because they didn't get the direct campaigning from Jerry, they don't know Jerry as a county commissioner.
Right.
They don't know the issues that were being twisted in
it
those
worked.
Things. It worked.
Yeah. And look,
he lost in those counties.
It was on all fronts. Like, I got flooded social media with it from the other side. So where the money goes, the votes do go.
Right.
Unfortunately.
So while you're really angry about it and you hate it, they did it. Because it worked.
If it didn't work, they wouldn't keep doing it year after year
They probably got him five or more points through the negative advertising for Bill Hightower, which is just a shame the way that all turned out. And then I wasn't really happy with the whole Senate thing, because I didn't really want to vote for Sessions or Tuberville. But I would, and I suspected Tuberville would win.
Yeah.
But, folks, I am
shocked. It was a landslide.
It was a 60-40 thumping.
Yeah.
So that tells you Trump is definitely more powerful in Alabama than Sessions.
That's right.
That tells you that. And I have heartburn. I've always respected Senator Sessions as a man of integrity, but I really have heartburn because this was so bad, he should have known.
He did.
He should have known better than to get into this.
Here's the thing. Monday morning quarterbacking is really easy, but if Sessions had not gotten into the race, the runoff, if there had been a runoff, would have been between Bradley Byrne and
Tuberville.
Tuberville. And in that lineup matchup, Bradley Byrne would have walked away in the landslide. And it may not have even had to come to a runoff because he may have won in the primary straight out.
So it really feels like Sessions just wanted to block Bradley Byrne. It's hard to come up with another conclusion.
But that's where it wound up being.
It feels that way.
I think that Jeff Sessions truly believed that he had something to offer and that he wasn't finished with public service yet, and he thought he was really the best man for the job. I truly believe that that's what he thought.
True.
You know what? And I will agree with that, and I will believe that. And that's the thing this is one of my greatest fears about becoming an old man.
Your judgment.
Yeah.
Is your judgment
your
and
judgment
your ego.
Goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recognize your ego and check it.
And just
And it breaks
counsel.
My heart that he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Exactly.
So that, but hey, the other big thing, don't have a lot of time to get into it, but Trump has come out and he's trying again to say that illegals should not be counted in the census. Folks, this is a big deal, because if illegals are counted in the census, that's about 3 congressional seats in California that they get due to illegals being counted.
Right.
And you know who loses one?
Alabama.
Alabama, folks. You better go fill out your census. All right, folks. It's been a great show. Have a great weekend. Stay dry. Avoid hurricanes. And, honey, it's time to come home.